Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider Report for the week of March 7th, 2011. Encrypted news, a research team known as the Erickson Project has promised to soon reveal footage of Sasquatch that will be, in their opinion, the best evidence ever of the proof of the existence of Sasquatch or Bigfoot. The video purportedly contains a close-up of a facial view of the creature. The release of the video will supposedly be followed with DNA evidence collected from the team as well. You can view the team's site at SasquatchTheQuest.com. From February 16th to the 25th, there were three attacks on livestock in Mexico that were extreme attacks. On February 16th, 12 sheep were reported killed and 10 others injured as they were attacked from something that cleared a 6.5-foot-tall fence. On February 21st, 20 sheep were reported killed and another 25 injured, and on February 25th, 15 dead sheep were found. In many of the attacks, lambs' heads were crushed and puncture wounds were found in the necks along with much of the blood removed. The animals were not otherwise eaten. In UFO news, a UFO sighting by air traffic controllers on a radar screen in Siberia in a remote part of northeast Russia included some communication. As the radar crew watched the UFO move at well above normal speeds, claimed to have been around 6,000 miles per hour, they were able to hear a female-sounding voice that made cat-like sounds. There has been no official word on the story, and despite a YouTube video showing the radar screen, any recording of the voice has yet to turn up. I'll forego any pun on the story, as it's perfectly strange on its own. SETI, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, has announced it is focusing on newly discovered planets found by NASA's Kepler telescope. SETI's goal is to find communication signals from other intelligent planets. Despite all the sightings and stories, SETI does not support the theory that UFOs are visiting this planet, and they feel that searching the universe for signals is the best approach. And in other news, the Eastern Cougar is officially named extinct. In a move that is geared towards removing the animal from the endangered species list, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has announced that despite many sightings of cougars, which they feel are more than likely the western U.S. variety, the Eastern Cougar is no more. The Eastern Cougar was placed on the endangered species list in 1973, despite the fact that it more than likely went into extinction due to hunting and habitat destruction back in the 1930s. Why is this story mentioned? It's interesting that despite numerous sightings all over the eastern half of the United States, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service maintains that cougars do not live west of the Mississippi River, except for southern Florida. The eastern cougar may very well be extinct, but it's my belief that the western cougar has moved into the eastern states. Proving this would offer credibility to the possibility of Bigfoot's existence. After all, proving that cougars, which are 200 pounds plus, 6-foot-long creatures, if they lived amongst us in the eastern United States with no one realizing it, what does that say for Bigfoot? Links to these stories can be found on the Paranexus Anomalous news feed, which I personally update for Paranexus at paranexus.org or at paranewsinsider.com. Questions, comments can be directed to insider at paranewsinsider.com. Conferences, conventions, festivals, and other paranormal gatherings. Here in March, there is the EPICON, the Eastern Paranormal Investigators Co-op Conference, March 11th through 13th. In Virginia Beach, Virginia, March 11th and 12th is Paracon 2011 in Liberty, Missouri. The Texas Ghost Show takes place March 18th to the 20th in Beaumont, Texas. And at the end of the month is Phenomenology 103 in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. That takes place March 24th through the 27th. And as always, we are not associated in any way with any event listed unless otherwise stated. And we cannot guarantee any information provided. Check with the appropriate website for particular information. For more information on these conferences and conventions, visit our events page at paranewsinsider.com. If you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, let us know at insider at paranewsinsider.com. Be sure to visit the Grand Dark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com. on Facebook, and live every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on FateRadio.com. I'll see you there, and I'll see you next week on the Grand Dark Conspiracy on Fate Radio. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.
Our intro theme is by Andrew Reed, Investigating the Phantom Signal. It is provided by the Podcast Music Network at PodcastSafeMusic.com.